Hey,
welcome.
We're back.
We're back and in action with Waffles with a Side of Smugsy.
His name is Waffles.
My name is Smugsy.
And he is Waffles with a Side of Smugsy. Welcome to the show. With this episode, we're going to bring you lots of buffoonery, lots of goofs, lots of gaffes, a couple giggles, and, you know, we'll rump a tush here or there.
And we all know I like rumpin' tushes.
Oh, he really does. I mean, if you...
I can rump a tush, and I can appreciate a good rumped tush.
Go check out episode 1, and you'll find out all about it.
It'll be great, guys.
It'll be great.
If you haven't listened to any of our previous podcasts, please do so, because you'll need that information to learn from this episode.
Yeah. So if you're feeling like you might not like be on board with the whole idea so far, you heard the intro, you heard some screams, you heard some squeals, you heard a guy, his name is Waffles and his name is Smugsy, you don't know what that means. If you're confused about all those things,
hi,
you've got a lot of episodes to listen to.
Hi, Zach.
Hey, Jeff.
I want you guys to know that me and Zach don't talk. Me and Smugsy don't talk in between episodes. So this is the first time we'll be talking since our last episode.
And I recently checked the date of our last episode, and that was March 30th.
So it's been about a month?
It's been a month and some change.
A month and some change?
Yeah.
A month and a nickel, huh?
Month and maybe a nickel, a couple pennies.
Yeah, maybe a month and a dime, huh?
Month and a dime sounds about right.
Yeah, it sounds about exactly right.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring up something.
Man, we're off to the races. What do you want to bring up?
I want to bring up that I have been having this weird thought process, which is you can tell a lot by a person if they pack their lunch or if they don't pack their lunch.
Sure.
And also, more importantly, the real topic I want to get on is if they eat boneless wings or bone-in wings.
Okay, wait. What's the, you know, what's the difference between those two? Like, what makes one better or worse than the other?
A lot of people don't like boneless wings because they just say it's just a chicken nugget.
Some would say that it's just a nugget.
That's what people who eat bone-in wings say. They say there's flavor.
On the bone.
That's what they say. That is their argument. There's more chicken there. That's sometimes their argument, which that doesn't make too much sense to me, but I can understand. Because sometimes there's a lot of breading getting in the way.
But here's
the thing. A new kid at work started, and I showed him how to run a job, and things were going grand. And I turned around, and I said, "You eat boneless wings, and you pack a lunch, don't you?" And he said, "Yes." And he was really creeped out.
So you didn't figure this out prior. This was a guess.
This was a guess. It was a read of sorts. I read the person.
Dang. Now, how did you calculate that? What about him made you say, boneless lunch pack?
Now, it's not like a cool guy versus a non-cool guy. But I think people who act tough most of the time will eat bone-in wings. People who are more carefree and more realistic eat boneless wings.
Okay.
And so I would say, Zach, you eat boneless wings over bone-in wings.
I can honestly say it depends on the day.
It depends on the day. See, now, there are some people like that, and that's kind of like, it's up in the air.
Yeah.
What do you think about me?
Oh, you're boneless all the way.
Yeah.
No, There's no chance you eat boneless wings.
If there is a decision between boneless and bone-in wings, I will get boneless 100% of the time.
Now, what kind of flavor do you go for?
Take a guess.
You go mild?
Yeah. I go like mild, like just like anything that's like the closest to just like buffalo sauce.
Now,
boom, that's it. That's me right there.
You know me, so you probably know what I go for. I don't know if we've even gotten wings together.
I think we might have once. Well, I remember you getting boneless, I think.
What flavor do you think I'm going for? What heat level?
Well, I know you like spicy. So I think you're a hot kind of guy, but I also think you might like an Asian zing-esque bone, or like a hot, I guess.
to be extremely specific. So what you said, it can't really be proved right or wrong, because what I get is extremely specific.
Okay.
But I get Cajun dry rub, which is so, like, the sauce is not, there's no sauce.
So you rub the bone for the perfect Cajun.
Yes.
How exactly are they rubbing those bones?
They take the dust in one hand, they take the bone in the other, and...
Oh, okay. Okay.
Slather it. Slather the dust all over it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. So, this guy, you're like, oh, he's a free spirit. Now, what... how you got the boneless part, but what about the lunch packer?
The lunch packer is kind of like if you're square.
So he's a free spirit, but a square?
You want to save money. You don't want to have to worry about going out for lunch. You want to take the longest lunch possible. Kind of like people who just, like, I don't know, they almost care too much. Those are people who pack lunches.
Yeah, I don't like to pack lunch because I don't like to sit in the building. Now, I know, like, if I packed it a lunch, I could still leave the building, but yeah. It's like, why leave the building if you have your lunch there, you know?
Yeah, no, the pack-a-lunch thing is more, it's like a new concept, but I feel like the bone-in and the boneless is like, that's like a, like, you could literally ask someone that.
Longest
time. Like, the first time you meet them, you can ask them, or you could try to guess. I like to try to guess, because it's more fun. Like, you could just, like, I walked up to another coworker, and I was like, boneless or bone-in wings? And he was like, bone-in, and I was like, I knew it. Like, but I feel like with older people, they hate boneless wings, you know?
That's because I grew up in that gritty generation.
Yeah, they kind of did, and it's kind of weird to say. But they were gritty, and they didn't care about it. So they're like, oh, bone in, you know? Boneless wings for those kids who like chicken nuggets. And I'm like, yeah, I love chicken nuggets. Give me a boneless wing. I don't want to work to eat a piece of food. I just want to put it in my mouth and chew.
Right. You know?
And eventually spit it out or swallow, whatever I choose to do.
Now, you got a couple wild cards, those vegetarians and vegans
looking
in there.
Yeah, those people you don't want to go for.
They're like, bone in, bone out.
Yeah.
No thanks. No, I don't want chicken.
Yeah.
And those are the people that really, really grind my gears.
They grind Zach's gears, guys. Stop it.
Just eat the meat.
Just eat the meat.
Just eat the dang meat.
It's not that hard to shove a piece of meat down your throat, huh? I do it all day. Take a burger, shove it down the throat, digest, start over.
Have you ever seen the original Guardians of the Galaxy?
No.
You never saw the first one?
Never saw the first one. It reminded me too much of an old friend.
What friend's that?
Star Fox.
Because there was a little raccoon in there?
Yeah, because there was that raccoon in there that reminded me of that fox that I used to like.
I think you should see both of them. The new one just came out, last Friday? Or Thursday? Now they're doing new movies on Thursdays instead of Fridays.
Oh, whoop-de-doo, guys. You're doing great. I bet you're making a lot of money because of that.
Way to go, Hollywood. You're doing awesome. But really, they did awesome with these films. I think you should go see them. Now, here's why. First of all, superhero movies. I like superheroes. Most people like superheroes. Not everyone does, but... All right, you got superheroes. You know, you get some action. But then, you know, they're kind of humorous as well. And, you know, you got a good balance of the humor. You got, you know, some kiddie humor, you got some adult humor, you got some stupid humor, some clever humor. So, you know, it kind of hits with everyone.
Like SpongeBob.
Yes. Actually, yes, a lot like that.
It wasn't supposed to be a joke. That was serious. Like, any new, like, old episode of SpongeBob, like, the oldest you go back, it's like, it's very Muppets-esque as far as the goal of the show, which is your kids are going to want to watch it. But since the parents have to sit through it with them, they want to make some relief for the parents. So they're not completely bored on their mind.
So yeah, it's a movie anyone can watch and get at least a laugh out of at some point.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty well made.
And I'm not saying this is targeted towards kids.
No, I mean...
I don't think it is. I think it's targeted towards nerds.
It's kid-friendly.
Yeah.
I mean, you can take your kid to see the movie. I mean, your kid might get exposed to some wiener jokes, but, you know, as long as you're okay with the wiener jokes.
I like wiener jokes.
I'm a big fan of the wiener joke. Hey, Brent, how do you feel about the wiener joke? He likes the wiener joke. He
There's just one?
No, like what do you feel about wiener jokes in general?
Okay, jokes.
Yeah. Joke. Plural.
Yeah, I mean, like, any the idea of the wiener joke. You know what I mean?
Like, Brent, you're eating that, you're stuffing down a hot dog, and I go, hey, Brent, get that wiener out of your mouth. What do you think about that?
Bad? I'd smile.
You'd smile. Would you be more mad at me, or would
I'd
you be
smile
like,
and I'd take another bite.
He'd smile with the wiener in his mouth.
Now, what if
No, I'd take it out, smile, take another bite.
Oh, now, okay. If I had two hot dogs sticking out of my nose, what would you say to me, Brent?
I could say quite a few things.
You could say a lot of things. I'm wondering if something specific comes to mind.
What are those phalluses doing in your nostrils?
Yeah. Hey, walrus penis. Walrus tusk penises. Get out of your nostrils, you walrus tusk penis. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
To yourself?
No, to the person. And it would be really clever. And it would just... See how smooth I said that? See how flawless came out
yeah,
of my mouth?
Yeah, it came straight... Yeah. It rolled right off the tongue.
And I hit... If you see a curved wiener, I say, what in cattywampus?
What the cattywampus wiener? What the... Oh! Hey, Luke, we got a question for you. Hey, yeah. Come on down, bud.
Yeah, come on, Luke.
How do you feel about the concept of the wiener joke?
No, jokes, Zach. It's plural. There's multiple wiener jokes.
The concept of wiener jokes?
Yeah.
I think in select company, they can be successful.
Select company.
Now, who wouldn't you use a wiener joke with?
Oh.
Kids?
The young?
The
I'd
young.
Say. Those of the opposite gender?
Luke.
If you
the
had...
wiener joke is more funny when people of opposite gender. You know?
I have a question, you know, Luke. If you had a kid, would you let them see a movie with a wiener joke in it?
Is it an Adam Sandler movie?
It's not.
Okay, that might put it in the ballpark.
Okay.
Now, I like asking girls if they have wieners. You know, because sometimes I can't tell. That's not really a joke, though. It's more of a problem of mine. Oh, but Luke, I gave Brent this synopsis. I said, what if you were eating a hot dog, and I walked over and I said, hey, get that wiener out of your mouth. What would you... It was just me and you. What yes. would you do? What would your reaction be? Would you be mad? Would
that
you be like...
That would elicit a chuckle from me.
See? Okay. Yes. That's what Brent said he would smile.
You know what this is an example of? This is an example of.
Locker room talk.
Okay? That's what we're talking about here.
Yes. Very insightful, Luke.
When it's just the gents, you know, back from, you know,
Nam.
Sporting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sporting.
Or Nam.
Or Nam. Yeah.
The boys, they're back from Nam. They're back from the football field. They're right. In the locker room.
Yes. And you can say, get that wiener out of your mouth. It's perfectly appropriate. If there's a lady present, I can't connect.
I kind of agree with that, actually. It kind of does
cringe.
Annoy me when people just, like, purposely say inappropriate... Like, they do it more so around girls.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If it's, like, one a night, like, you just say one in, like, a 6-hour period, it's like, okay, like...
Just because it was perfect.
Yeah, just because it was perfect and, like, you had to say it, it's like, okay. But there are, yeah, like, so many times where it's just been, like, just, like, rifled off of just, like, all these jokes. I'm like, guys, can we friggin' just talk like human beings, you know? And while you're at it, get that wiener out of your mouth. Hey! But, Luke, I had one more question.
Okay.
I gave this one to Brent. I said, if I had two hot dogs sticking out of my nostrils, what would you say to me?
Oh, gosh.
And you could, this, like, you have to say a wiener joke to me. What would you say to me?
A wiener joke? I'm trying to figure out how you can connect the word wiener to the word walrus.
That's exactly what I said.
But I'm not clever enough.
I said, hey, get those walrus wiener tusks out of your nose.
There you go.
But I said it more poorly. Because, like, I also couldn't think of a way to connect it. I was like, right. Walrus, tusk, wiener, tusk, walrus.
Yeah, I was racking my brain. Nothing
See,
came
yeah,
up.
No, that's exactly what I thought, too. Like, you look like a walrus.
That's one for the show notes or the email. Have people email the best connection between weenus and walrus.
Yeah, Luke, you're already better at interacting with these fools than we are.
Walrus nose wieners. Send us your emails about walrus nose wieners.
No,
Thank
it
you.
Doesn't have to be about that. Send us your best wiener joke that involves a hot dog.
And please no dick jokes.
Yeah, please no dick jokes, no penis jokes, no woohoo jokes. Oh, that no, never mind. No woohoo jokes.
They're on the border.
All right. No peeny, no wee-wee, just wiener. All right? That's all we're looking for.
No ding dong.
No ding dong ditch, all right?
Keep it PG.
Keep it PG, guys.
Use wiener.
Have some respect for yourselves.
Though. My goodness.
Luke, can you turn on the light? Yeah. It's getting a little creepy in here.
Yeah.
There we go.
Things were getting dark.
I was about to fall asleep.
Serious.
I don't know what I was grabbing.
Yeah. Could have been a...
Flipping something.
Yeah. Could have been a peenie, am I right, guys?
Oh, wait. Whoa. Could have been a wiener. Could have been a wiener.
I understand. I said it because I told people not to say it.
I know why you said it,
but you
I wasn't a fan of it.
It didn't seem like you liked it.
I didn't like it.
You just said you liked it.
I never said I liked it. I never said
it. Guys, he did say he liked it, and we're not going to go back and listen to it because I already know what I heard. Even though we
are recording. It's fine. That's fine. That's fair.
I know what my ears want to tell me.
What else have we done since we last recorded?
I worked a lot. And that's about it.
Well, we went to a concert.
Did we?
We went.
We went to a concert. We jumped around.
We partied hard.
We jumped around and had fun. And if you don't believe me and Zach, then you... I really want to see a wiener joke there. But I held back. Because I wasn't going to use the word wiener. I was going to use wee-wee or peenie or...
I know this is an audible form of communication, but I'm shaking my head right now. Just so you all know.
Have you ever heard the term dickbag?
No, that's a new one. That is new to me.
I think I discovered it not too long ago, and I thought it was clever. A little funny. Not clever. Funny.
Yeah.
Not clever. Sorry, I regret saying that.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's a little clever as far as the way to say, you know, gonads, but...
I mean, as far as anatomy goes, you're like, yeah, that makes sense.
It does make sense. But we can stop talking about this now.
Yeah, so we went to a concert.
And let me tell you guys, a lot of dick bags there.
Yeah, yeah. We unleashed our full weeaboo sides that night.
Yeah. I jumped. Zach jumped.
Yeah, we saw Caro Caro Bonito.
KKB.
It's a European band.
Yes.
With a Japanese lead singer.
Yes.
And we had a lot of fun.
I had fun.
It was fun. Mark got to talk to the people afterwards. I mean, I could have. I just wasn't really familiar with their music, so I felt weird being like, yeah, love your music, because it was the first time I had ever heard them at the concert.
Well, you always have, you know, love the show.
Yeah. I could have gone that route. I did shake their hands before I left.
It is hard. Yeah, no, I mean, if you don't... No, I've been in that spot, because I went to another concert where I knew the producer and I've listened to his music, but like I didn't have any like specific like, you know, I know this about you kind of like I listened to this random ass thing you produced, like, you know, like sort of like bragging how much you like them, so yeah. That they kind of know. But yeah, like, so like I've been to a concert where I was just like, awesome show, love the set, like, thanks a lot.
Way to go.
Out. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's definitely hard when it's like you don't know them.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of cool, though, still, because we hung around for about an hour after the show.
Oh, yeah.
And you and Brent were just talking to him the whole time.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, I thought, I don't know, you don't see, like, obviously they're not huge. Like, they're big enough to, like, justify saying we're leaving the show afterwards and we're not talking to people.
Yeah.
They're big enough to justify that, but yeah. they chose to stick around. And when we left, they were not leaving anytime soon, it seemed like.
Yeah.
They were still talking to people out there.
Hanging around, smoking doobies.
Oh, smoking doobies.
Having
for
fun.
Show.
Having fun.
I called the 5-0 before we left, said, hey, listen, you want to bust some doobie smokers? Here's
yeah.
where to find them.
It was kind of like they toured, like, L.A., New York, and Seattle, and then a random-ass city in Ohio.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, it wasn't like, it was just kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime.
It wasn't even Cleveland. It was, like,
yeah, it was
other
some...
side of Cleveland, small town, basically.
Yeah. And, they just knew someone from there, so they just wanted to go out and play a show, like, for that one specific person, just so he could bring all his friends. And it was, like, yeah, so it was a really, like, unique situation that we got to meet him. It was pretty cool, so.
Yeah. And then I became a fan, like, the next day. Like, I just bought all their albums. I'm like, wow, these guys are actually pretty dang sick.
Yeah, no, I like, it's unique, and it's cool. I like the production.
Yeah, so look them up if you're listening to this. They're cool. Not for everyone, but I think they're cool.
They're definitely worth a try.
Yeah.
And it's not like, It's very lighthearted music. Like, so, if you're into, like, music that talks about sad things or something like that, not for you.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're into, like, happy-go-lucky, I just want to hear a sick beat and some fun wordplay, then they're definitely for you.
Oh, yeah.
That's, yeah, that's my life. A sick beat and some fun wordplay.
Sick beats and fun wordplay, dog.
I feel like this is more of a serious podcast.
Yeah, we're not really memeing too hard. We're just kind of talking.
But I think that's good. I think it's good to ease back into the memes.
It's
hard to get, you know, I think we got so bogged down, you know.
You get too dank too quick and no one can relate, yeah. You know.
I mean, I felt like a sad Eeyore, you know.
And I was the...
You were the... Yeah, you were that guy.
Yeah, I was the other guy.
Yeah, you were the other guy.
So...
I hate how easily I laugh. That is, like, one quality I hate about myself.
Yeah, you're not a hard one to make laugh.
No, and it sucks.
I actually believe I'm pretty hard to make laugh.
Oh, but I think
you just hit all the right buttons.
I hit your buttons good, baby.
Because even, like... Not to take it back to this movie, but I was watching the new Guardians of the Galaxy, and, you know, it's kind of heralded as, like, a funny movie.
Right.
And I'm watching the movie, I'm like, this is amusing, but I'm not laughing out loud at a lot of it.
Right.
Like, it got a few laughs out of me, but most of it was like, okay, that's clever, that's amusing, but I'm not laughing at it.
Yeah.
So, it's not that I don't think someone's funny or something, it's just I don't laugh a lot.
Yeah.
I'm a hard laugh.
See, I've just been laughing. Like, I watched the new Beauty and the Beast movie.
Right.
Yesterday. And, like, I laughed out loud many times.
That was a good film, too.
Also, it was a weird experience. Because we walked in the movie theater, me and my girlfriend, and we walk in, we're the only ones in there. Throughout the whole movie, it was just me and her. And
really?
In a full movie theater. So it's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of like a perfect date. Like, oh, just us two. That's nice.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah.
I've only ever had that happen once where me and the people I was with were the only people in there.
Okay.
And it was me, Sami, and Molly
Sorry, guys. I definitely really like you guys.
It's fine. They won't listen.
I know.
We can talk as much crap about them as we want.
All right. Continue.
It was just us three at, like, an 11 o'clock showing of La La Land. I was like, nice. No one else is in here.
No, you picked those weird times. We went to the 5:15 showing of Beauty and the Beast.
And then on another night, I went with those same two. And we went and saw this Christian movie. And it was... It was 10 o'clock at night and the theater was half full. On a Tuesday.
Dude, those Christians, man.
I was like, why do people want to see this movie? So it was a bad movie.
They're nuts, let me tell you.
It was a bad movie. It just sucked.
That stinks. Yeah. Will there ever be a good Christian movie? The world may never know.
I don't think so.
Hopefully they'll just try and cast some actual... They'll be able to pay...
They did. They had a big-name actress in this one.
Really?
Yeah, I forget her name. Which one was it? The Shack.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, you told me about that one. That one was the stupidest thing.
It was, like, not even theologically sound.
That's a good start.
So, it's like, hey, we're a Christian movie and our theology sucks, so...
Yeah, that's,
a Christian movie produced by an atheist.
Yeah, I forget her name, which doesn't help my point in that she's a big name, but...
I could go on my, Google Docs right now and look at Christian movie celebs.
Yeah, we'll look it up here right now. The Shaq movie. The Shaquille O'Neal movie.
Yeah, you want to go see it?
It's still showing.
Yeah,
it's
showing today. Ooh!
Should be down there. We keep scrolling. Okay, Octavia Spencer. She's a relatively big name. She's been in some big movies.
Has she?
Yeah.
She kind of looks like a frog.
Maybe she was in Princess.
She looks
and the
like
frog.
If Raven Simone and Oprah had a baby.
Let's see what she's been in. She's been in Hidden Figures, which won a lot of awards. The Help, Zootopia. I heard Fruitvale Station's very good. Insurgent sucked, but
yeah,
it was
a
big movie.
We got a 4 out of 5.
or 7.5 out of 10.
So but. She's been in a lot of good stuff. She's a relatively big name.
Right.
And she was playing God in the movie.
Well, hey, when you can get an actress that big, I mean, she practically is God compared to everyone else.
You know, when you put it that way, you know, actually, 10 out of 10, The Shack. Theology was sound, it's fine.
She was in Spider-Man? She was in the original Spider-Man. Look, the original Spider-Man got a 7.3 out of 10. That isn't bad.
That ain't bad.
Can we talk about where did the Spider-Man movies go wrong?
Toby, what happened?
I think, like, well, I've heard, like, he was terrible to work with.
Really?
Yeah.
He seems like such a nice guy.
I don't know if he does kind of look like he has a nice face. Like, he just looks like a genuinely kind guy.
Except when he went emo in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, but that movie was just, I mean, that movie, I'm now going to look up how bad that review was. Like, Spider-Man 3 was awful.
All I know is
6.2 out of 10. Yeah, that's significant.
That's high. That's high, I think.
I think that's very generous. I think it probably deserved a 4 out of 10 at most.
I watched a clip recently from it when he's, like, dancing around trying to make Mary Jane jealous and stuff, and he's gone emo.
Yeah.
And it was very cringeworthy.
Let me just tell you.
Tell me.
If I could make a wiener joke right now, I would.
Right?
I mean, that was hot stuff.
I mean, you can make a wiener joke. You just can't make a weenie joke or a peenie joke. Go for the wiener joke. I'm all about that. I'm all about that.
Well, it was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a solid film.
Really good film.
Love Spider-Man 3.
I cannot even believe it got a 6.
That's high.
It got a 60% on Rotten Tomatoes, too.
Man.
That is astounding.
That is incredibly generous. I thought it was kind
of
common.
I mean, they made a lot of money.
How much?
Approximately.
Oh, wow.
500 million? No, more. 600 million.
I mean, it almost did a billion at the box office. It was 890 million.
What is wrong? I mean, I guess, like, the second one and the first one were solid, I think.
Yeah.
I think the second one could be the best one, now that I really think about it.
I have not seen it in a very long time, but most people will tell you Spider-Man 2 is one of the better superhero movies.
Maybe we should go grab some food and then watch the second one.
I'm sure we could.
That sounds like a fun Zach Smugsy and Waffles date.
Oh, yeah.
Because I haven't watched them in a long time. I love Spider-Man. He's my favorite superhero. The first one, I think, was solid. I mean, obviously, it's from 2002, so, like, if you watch it now, some of the effects are definitely not good at all.
Oh, yeah. They're a little bit rough.
But, the second one, I thought Doc Ock looks sick. I thought, like, I don't know, like, the effects were pretty good that I remember. And, I mean, who really cares about effects, though? I mean, like, as long as they're decent, I don't really mind. I'm not really that picky on it.
Are you excited for the new Spider-Man that's coming up?
I don't know that much about it, but I'm going to watch it.
Have you seen any trailers?
Yeah, you show me one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks good.
Yeah.
I think it looks
good. I like the kid.
Yeah. No, he looks like a good kid.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a great guy.
I feel like Tobey Maguire was like, I don't know if it's because, like, as a kid he was Spider-Man, but he like, embodied Peter Parker for me. Like,
yeah.
Whenever I thought about Peter Parker, like, he came in my mind before some, like, you know, comic strip,
you know,
like, head I remember.
Came I was him. Thinking about this the other day in regards to comic books.
Uh-huh.
It's weird because when I think of a comic book character, like, I don't get this picture of them in my head. Like, for example, when I think Bruce Wayne, if you look at the Bruce Wayne from DC Comics, the way they draw him,
yeah,
like he doesn't look like Bruce Wayne to me. I'm like, oh, that looks like a generic guy you could slap in some background. That doesn't look like a Bruce Wayne. Like, for some reason, in comic book art, characters always look kind of generic. There's certain artists that do it better than others, but a lot of times it's just like, okay, you look so generic.
Well, I think it's because you can't, like, you can't make up a face you haven't seen, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like, you can't, like, build a face in your mind that's gonna be human that you've not seen before somewhere. Right. So I think, like, the reason it looks generic is, like, because they probably just were like, okay, I'm gonna make him like this, but it probably is really just someone they sell on the street someday. Like, however weird that is, it probably just is. You know, like, at least it's based off that. Like, right. Obviously, after you craft it, you can kind of make adjustments a little bit, but, like, yeah. No, it's like, a really weird, like, you can look it up. It's, like a scientifical, like, fact, almost. Like, you can't, I don't know exactly what the right, I don't know if make up or create is the right word.
You can't create a face.
Yeah, you can't create a face.
Hmm.
Like, I don't know.
I always thought that was weird, because even though I did not like Christian Bale as Bruce Wayne Batman in the Nolan movies...
I liked him. I mean, obviously it's overkill, but I liked him.
I didn't like him as Batman. I liked him as Bruce Wayne, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. No, his Batman... No, I agree with that. His Batman sucked.
But, like, at least with him, I'm like, yeah, he kind of looks like Bruce Wayne to me.
Yeah.
And then I, like, look at the comic book drawing of Bruce Wayne, I'm like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
I that was something weird I was thinking about the other day. Because if you look at a comic book, even like Peter Parker, I'm like, it doesn't look like Peter Parker.
Yeah.
But then show me Tobey Maguire, I'm like, yeah that's Peter Parker.
Yeah, it's probably because, like, when we were kids, it's just kind of who we saw.
Yeah, it might
like,
be.
Even, like, the Batman movies came out a good amount of time ago.
Yeah, 2008, so, I think, was The Dark Knight, which is the one everyone has seen.
Right. So, the one before that was, like, what, 2005, 6?
Yeah, I think 5.
5. Yeah. That's crazy. They're so old. The Batman movies definitely did, like, if you look at, like, the first Spider-Man compared to, like, the first Batman, as far as those trilogies go.
Yeah.
It is just so much better. The Batman movie's so much better. Like, even, like, everything they do, and they do a good job, because, like, if you're gonna use, like, crazy CGI, like, Batman's movie did such a better job at, hey, let's make it nighttime. Hey, let's make the backgrounds plainer.
Yeah.
Like, Spider-Man's like, okay, let's make it evening, where we're gonna have to cast all this sunlight on all these buildings and make sure it all looks good.
Right.
And make sure that the sunlight's reflecting off of his goggles, like his little Spidey, like, glasses, almost, like, in his mask. Like, it's just too much work to where they kind of half-ass what you're staring at the most, which is the characters.
Yeah.
It's like Spider-Man swinging, and, like, him and Mary Jane are obviously a model, and or just Mary Jane, I forget which one, but it's, like, so obvious that there's, like, no life in the shot. It's just, like, I don't know. It's just a thing that bothered me. It's, like, if you're gonna, like, half-ass something, or you don't have the technology to make it look good, either don't do it, or nighttime's a very good idea in that regard. Like, I don't know.
I mean, that's part of the reason, like, a Batman movie should work so well, is because, you know, it's hard to do something like Superman or Spider-Man, because you have to get all these crazy action shots.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, he's flying, oh, he's swinging through the city, or even the Flash, oh, he's running very fast.
Yeah.
Batman does, like, since he doesn't have powers, like, you can get practical footage. Like, you don't have to use a lot of special effects.
It's, yeah, that's true.
Just, like, choreographed fights and stuff. So, a Batman movie should work really well in comparison to, like, other superhero films.
No, that makes sense. I remember specifically in the first Batman scene, there's like, a train wreck, I think. Or possibly. When, like, the Liam Neeson's on a train, I think. Or there's a train headed towards something.
Okay.
Possibly. And it's, like, pretty intense when everything blows up. But, like, I didn't even think about, like, it looking bad.
Right.
Like, and in Spider-Man, there's so many times I'm like, eh. Like, you, like, I'm not even looking for it. Like, I go in, like, just, like, trying to enjoy myself, and I'm like, eh. Like, I don't like that.
That's clearly a set. That's clearly...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, that's clearly not real. Like, that in the new Beauty and the Beast, like, it was really well made.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It was, like, it almost made me sad, like, how many scenes were just, like, man, I wish this place was real.
It's incredible how much computer graphics they actually use in these movies.
Because it's cheaper nowadays.
Yeah.
It's literally cheaper to do that than actually just go try to find a sweet hill that Emma Watson's singing on. Like, I don't believe that.
No.
No.
No way.
Like, when she was singing on that hill. And
it,
like,
looked,
it's like,
very computer graphics.
Yeah.
Not to the point where it's, like, gross. No, but, like, you can tell.
I asked my girlfriend, Emily, I was like, is that CGI in the background? And she's like, I can't tell. And then it kept panning, and there was a tree next to her, and the tree was blatantly not real. And I was like, oh, it's CGI. Like, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
But, like, when you figure it out, it does make it very disappointing.
Yeah. I was watching for a little while some stuff on computer graphics, and the way they, like, build the scenes and stuff on the computer, it's just crazy that, you know, you watch a scene and you're like, they're literally just standing on a couple of green sheets of vinyl.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
It makes it not as fun. Yeah. Like, if you watch, you know, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, like, those were all just, like, sets that they had to make.
Yeah.
Like, literally handmade.
Right.
And that's so many more hours, so much more time consuming than just clicking a few buttons and it looks 10 times better.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it looks the realistic as compared to that. Like, obviously, I don't know, it's... Like, that's why when people say they like, I don't know, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory compared to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I think that's the two differences, right?
All I know is one's got that,
Johnny Depp. Yeah, the one with Johnny Depp, when people say they like that one more,
nah.
I don't even understand where that logic is.
I'm like, hey, wacky.
Go back to your Johnny Depp obsession with Pirates of the Caribbean, like every other girl does. Okay.
And just watch those.
Okay, he's not even friggin' attractive in the Willy Wonka movies. He's creepy.
Yeah.
Why do you like him? Like, what's that guy's name that played the original Willy Wonka?
He died recently.
I know. I watched a lot of interviews with him. He was a good guy. I liked him. He was funny. What do you say?
Googling again.
Gene Wilder, that's it.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. Young Frankenstein, also a very funny movie he was in. I need to watch that one again. But yeah.
I've not seen a lot of older movies. You know, people talk about these, very iconic old movies. I have not seen
them. I don't know if I've seen too many, but my parents had pretty good taste.
Right.
Like, Rambo's pretty good, but they, like, watch, like, you know, like, Rambo 18, and they were like, yo, we love this. I'm like, Mom,
it's over.
Yeah, I think it's, like, the same storyline, Mom. Like, every single time. I don't know how he gets back in these situations, but...
That's how I feel about the Fast and Furious movies. I'm like,
yeah,
it's time to stop.
I think everyone says the first one's, like, amazing, but it's, like, you know.
I mean, 8 movies, that's just a long run. And they've got a 9th one on the way.
That's insane. Where's, Oh, the first one only got a 6.6, okay. So, I don't know how they kept going with this.
Came out in 2009?
No. That's really? Like
they put out a movie every year?
Apparently, but I guess it makes sense, considering.
I didn't realize they were coming that fast and
furious. Oh, no. The Fast... Oh, okay. And the Furious. We looked up Fast and Furious.
Which was...
It was the 5th movie? Yeah, the 5th one in the installment. So the first one got a 6.7, a little bit better.
Okay.
The first one did worse than the original Spider-Man.
Interesting.
Way worse. Did not make... that much money.
Yeah.
But it was 2001.
Made $100 million.
I mean, it made money, so I guess, yeah.
$170 million overall. $200 million in the box office.
So much money. But when you think about it for a movie, it doesn't seem like that much.
Right.
Which is weird, but...
Now, you started... Did you start reading Watchmen?
Yeah. Like, not that much. Because I got... distracted.
How do you feel about it so far?
So far, I like where it's going.
Do you like the panel layout? How every page is 9 panels?
Yeah.
You're into that?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I don't know. I like the idea of it. In practice, I don't know how much I love reading the 9 panel layout.
After the first page, I got it, you know. Because the first page, I nearly looked over to the other page when I was reading. Because it's kind of barred off. Uh-huh. You know, so your eyes kind of just follow along. And I was like, wait, why am I going to the next page? And then I looked down. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, it just took me like 10 seconds. But I was like, oh, I don't mind this. Like, it makes sense.
Yeah, like I told you, I've only read, like, select pages of the comic. Like, I've looked up certain pages. I saw the movie. And I listened to a different podcast, Break the Comic Down. So, I'm a big fan of the idea of the comic, but I've not read it yet.
Okay.
So you'll have to let me know what you think of it when you're all wrapped up with it. He gave me a nice little head nod.
I did. I gave him a head nod. The newest Fast and the Furious, The Fate of the Furious, made a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
It's popular.
Is this the last one?
Wow. It's made, I think it's still in theaters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's made $1 billion in the box office. So it's made $750 million overall.
Did you hear that Shia LaBeouf was in a movie and it sold one ticket?
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
He was in a movie and it sold recently. One ticket.
Came out this year.
Wow. I actually liked him as an actor, personally.
I never minded him. Was it Fury? No,
Fury was actually a very popular movie. Yeah, I actually need to see Fury. Because that's got Brad Pitt, and it's got a...
Man Down, it's called.
Man Down.
Shia LaBeouf's new film, Man Down, literally just sold one ticket in the UK on its opening day.
That's incredible.
I know. You want to talk about a good date.
So, it's not even...
Wait, did it have...
It's not even, like, on the first day, like, some people went and saw it together. One lonely person went and saw that movie on opening day.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Wait, isn't that the girl who was in Beauty and the Beast?
No, that's Kate Mara, it looks like. Oh, I might be wrong.
From the side, it really looks like her.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait.
Who, Emma Watson?
Yeah, because I was like... Did I just butcher that Beauty and the Beast girl's name?
I'm surprised I knew who she was. I've never even seen a movie with her in it.
But yeah, sold one ticket, so he's doing good. But he's got an upcoming film.
Hey, shout out to Shy.
He just went to jail, whatever it was, like 2 months ago.
Yeah, I saw that arrest live on the...
Who did?
Shy. Went to jail.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, he's been protesting.
Yeah.
He knows what it was for. He fought some dude on the live stream.
Dude, what a nut.
Shout out to the boy Shy.
Yeah.
Mark, wasn't this a banger?
I didn't even have any.
What?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend ate it all?
Yeah.
What? How did you guys even find it?
I just opened up the freezer and saw it.
What is it?
It's ice cream. It's cheesecake ice cream. Hey, cheesecake ice cream.
Mark, you want to know something awesome?
We got mail?
We got mail. Oh.
It's strawberry cheesecake ice cream, and it really does taste like strawberry cheesecake.
Oh. Uh-huh.
All right, we got an email here from Chase Stop?
Chase Stoop, Zach.
We know it's Chase Stop, don't we?
No, yeah, but that's from Chase Stoop.
Oh.
Chase Stoop, get off your stoop.
All right, the title says, question for a podcast. Terrible grammar.
I feel like Chase kind of has some secret bad grammar. I know I do, but I admit it, you know? I don't know if Chase would be the first
one. Yeah, then that's not secret bad grammar.
Oh, yeah. I have open bad grammar. Chase has secret bad grammar.
Chase, if you're in college, you really can't be saying question for a podcast.
Question for a podcast?
All right.
Yeah, enough goofing around. Let's enough goofs. Question.
He sent this on April 13th. We haven't recorded since March 30th, so...
Chase, sorry we're getting back to you so late, bud.
Chase says... I just finished watching Iron Fist on Netflix and was intrigued about your thoughts on the show and who you think would win in a fight between Iron Fist and Daredevil, sent from my iPhone.
Have you seen it?
I've seen 10 episodes and then I didn't finish it.
Is it only a season?
Yes. 13 episodes, I watched 10.
Wow. So that must have been a jank-ass show.
I thought... Now, critically, people hated on it pretty hard, and I don't think the hate was really warranted. I thought it was okay. I just didn't love it.
Yeah, I mean,
what, is it a superhero show?
To stop at 10 episodes is almost worse than stopping after the first one.
Maybe
stopping after the first one, it's like this show isn't for me. Stopping after 10 is like it's a chore to watch it because it shows you don't even care enough to. Muscle through 3 more hours of...
Well, it was like 6 through 8. Episodes 6, 7, and 8 I really loved. And then 9 was kind of... 10 was kind of... Okay, I'll get to it. And then I think I went and saw Logan.
And you were just like...
I'm like, man, Logan was so good. I don't want to watch Iron Fist. That's garbage. So I never even finished it.
Yeah, I can understand why you'd get bad reviews critically, because any critical review of anything based off of comic books is usually atrocious. Just like the same way Christian movies are viewed to secular audiences. Like, it's usually cringy acting and bad special effects.
No, the special effects weren't great, and the guy who plays Iron Fist, you either love him or you hate him. I was right in the middle. I didn't love him or hate him.
Okay, but, so but you either do one or the other.
You do one or the other, but I did not.
Okay. I was now, like, hey, I would say wins. Daredevil wins in a fight just because his name's Daredevil.
Have you seen the Daredevil show?
No. I watched one episode.
That's one you should... I always tell you this, I feel like, but that's one you should watch.
I thought it was interesting.
It was actually good. That and Jessica Jones were actually good.
Since it's like... I've never been interested in Iron Fist, and I watched one episode of Daredevil, I'm going to say Daredevil wins. Just because he has a better show.
I'm going to say Iron Fist wins because he has an iron fist. And Daredevil's blind, and blind people can't fight realistically. So Iron Fist would totally
Iron Fist. People can swing on webs realistically?
No, that's why Spider-Man is the worst superhero.
All right, podcast over. Podcast over.
Hey, you guys, thanks for listening. You can reach us at... It's been so long since I've said the email, I forgot the email.
It's
wafflesandsmugsy at gmail.com.
Why do I know that?
You can follow me on Gmail at Smugsy. You can follow Jeffy on Gmail at Jeff Waffles.
Not the only email you guys had.
Yep.
After a 40-day hiatus.
Yep. So you can follow...
we're getting roasted over here by our own kin.
Follow Jeff at Jeff_waffles. Follow me at Smugsy.
Jeff at Spider-Man Best Superhero. mygrammarsucks.com/.gov.
Question4Podcast.
Follow me at Question4Podcast. I'm insecure about my grammar at gmail.com.
And, yeah, that's going to do it for this show.
Follow me at Chase is crying right now at gmail.com.
Chase is a good... Chase... The reason we get to narc on Chase so much is because he's a near and dear...
Do you mean harp on Chase?
No, we narc on him. Wait, aren't we kind of narking, though? In a weird way about
Yeah, we are being kind of narcs about the whole grammar thing.
Yeah, that's what I kind of meant. I mean, altogether we're
narking.
Yeah,
but you said we narc on him so much.
I narc on...
we're only talking about his grammar every time we make fun of him.
Well, Chase narcs on us.
Yeah,
Chase which is why we harp on him.
Yeah, we
yeah, that's what I just said.
But right now we're narking. We're narking hard.
Wait, whoa. Guys, the reason we harp and we narc is because Chase is one of our most nearest and dearest friends.
Listen what just happened to your grammar there. One of our most nearest and dearest friends.
This episode was brought to you by Freshly's! Freshly's!
Hi, I'm Fresh Lee with Fresh Lee's. And I'm here to tell you about our Freshly's famous subs. We want to take a meatball and shove it down your throat because we love our subs and we know you will too. So come on by to Freshly's because we love subs and we love you.